Good morning, my beloved. I felt you in my dreams. My thoughts raced to you upon awakening. I begin another day. I take another step down this twisted path in search of you. I finally have a clear image of the ultimate destination, but how, when, and where are beyond my comprehension. The ancient books say, go, move, seek, and the desire will finally find its resting place. And here I am, at this place where I can neither move forward or return from whence I came. Yet my impossible task is to seek you still. I am wretched and weak, and at times filled with fear and horrible grief. I miss you terribly. I yearn to touch you, to breathe your air, and somehow now in this barren place, I must exist without your sustenance. I must attempt to draw breath here in the vacuum of the space that now lies between us. Are you lost? Like I am? Are you plagued with doubt and riddled with fear that even this is just another cruel joke? Come to me if you can. I am utterly alone without you. I lost you somewhere along the way, and I cannot mark the time or the place or the circumstance where one became two. In my folly, I mistook ego for my soul and cleverness for depth. But here and now in this empty place, solitude is my instruction and my guide. I am laid bare, exposed in my nakedness. And you gave me death that I might live. Blind eyes now opening, ears straining to hear, wayward footsteps seeking the way. For you call to me from beyond the horizon and whisper my name on the wind. Yours is the fragrance of beauty, your kisses the taste of truth. You have stirred, warmed, and awakened my slumbering senses. The unthought known germinates and pushes toward the sky. I have found that I am lost, and in the dying I begin to live. So I come to you now and go out not knowing the way. For you are my beloved and my true habitation.